Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, fight fans? A lot of good things coming up this weekend. Francis Ngannou takes on Anthony Joshua in a historic match that could actually be the first of firsts in history. The results of this match could be something that we will be writing about for the next 100 years. I'll tell you why in a second. Also, Clarissa Shields, still delusional, still talking about beating Keith Thurman and giving details on how she would beat him and why she can actually fight a grown male boxer and win. And then finally, the Devin Haney fight against Ryan Garcia is in dire jeopardy. It is in jeopardy. This fight may not happen now, and this fight may never happen. Ryan Garcia may not box again. This is serious, guys, and I'm going to go into that first. Listen, this is an ongoing thing that's going on with Ryan Garcia. First, people were questioning his character and his attitude during some of the press conferences, saying he looks like he's drunk or is he drugged? What's going on with Ryan Garcia? Well, according to Ryan, he doesn't do drugs. He doesn't do any hard drugs. He'll get tested whenever he wants. He'll set up a live drug test. He's tweeted about that time and time again. And despite that, we've all noticed some awkwardness coming from Ryan Garcia in the past week or so. However, in the last 2 days, it has gone 100. It has gone nuclear. Ryan Garcia seems to be having a mental breakdown in front of the world, in front of everybody, and this fight is in jeopardy. Listen, he is on Twitter. He is tweeting things that's just outlandish. And we first noticed it actually on Instagram. After the whole shoving incident with Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia posted a picture of him and a really pretty model and says, you know, his post, he took it down, but it says, "I know you're not perfect, but who is? I love you anyway. You're my boo. You're going to be my wife." And a lot of people responded to that. A lot of confusion. You know, if you don't know, he and his wife, who just had his child just planned to divorce. And a lot of people were mad at Ryan Garcia, saying he's a jerk for leaving her after she had the kid. You know, what a jerk. But what we are seeing the last couple days would seem to suggest that she's the one who left him, and she probably left him for her own safety. So he posts this about this girl, and then a couple of days later, he's posting about Tank Davis's mother of his kid, saying that they're in a relationship, he's in love with her, and he's going to marry her. That post comes down, and the very next day, he's doing an interview with the reporter, who's very pretty and young, and says he's in love with her, he's going to marry her. Is all this a ruse? Who knows? Is this Ryan trolling everyone? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But shortly after that, Ryan posts something very weird on his Instagram page, saying that people are trying to kill him. And he puts up 666 on his page saying they're trying to come and get me. And then shortly after that, he posts a video that has since been taken down, supposedly from someone who has his phone, saying, "We told you we were going to get him. We got him." RIP. Rest in peace, Ryan Garcia. So, of course, his ex-wife and his family members, very worried, very concerned. What happened to Ryan Garcia? What's going on? Well, a couple of hours later, you see him and he's sitting and looks like he's in a 5150 hole, like a, you know, what they do when someone who has mental illness is off their meds and they have to take their phone, they have to lock their accounts. And according to him, this is what's been going on. He doesn't have access to his phone, doesn't have access to his accounts. The post on his Instagram about him being taken and killed are not true, and they weren't done by him, according to him. Of course, shortly after that, he gets in a Twitter war with Andrew Tate. So obviously he still has his phone. Obviously that video was a fluke. No one took his phone. No one locked his account. And then he goes on a Twitter rampage that's still going on today, that's going on as we speak, talking about He's a billionaire. He's already made $1 billion. He signed a contract for $1 trillion. And then he's saying things like he's not crazy. Things are really going on. People don't believe him. Someone's really out to kill him. Why won't you guys believe me? I'll prove it. I'll take a drug test right now. Nothing's going on with me. I am not on drugs. Of course, his ex-wife posts, friends and family pray for Ryan. He's being oppressed. He's really going through something. We all think that, and all, us fans think that this is something serious. We think that Ryan Garcia is having a mental breakdown. However, listen, this is probably out there, and it probably is just me wishful thinking because I love the sport of boxing and I want to see these big fights. And it seems that Ryan's not afraid to make the big fights, regardless of whether or not he wins. Listen, he's fought Devin Haney in the amateurs before. Haney has beaten him, but it's been very close. I think they've fought twice, and it was very close both times. However, Ryan could be playing the mental thing. He could be playing like he's crazy. He could be trolling. Listen, it's been done before. If you're a boxing student, and you remember Chris Eubanks from Great Britain, who was unbeaten, he's knocking everybody out, seemed like no one can beat him. He fought Steve Collins. Steve Collins was an underdog, huge underdog. But what Steve Collins did was hired a hypnotist to publicly hypnotize himself into believing that he was going to defeat Chris Eubanks. Well, Chris Eubanks said that's cheating. This guy gets all upset. He goes, hey, that shouldn't be allowed. That should be against the rules. Problem is, there's no rule against getting hypnotized to believe and totally believe that you're going to beat someone. So fight night comes. Steve Collins walks to the ring with a hoodie on and headphones, not paying attention to anything. They call his name. He's sitting there, stoic, silent, still, listening to the words that are going through his headphones from the hypnotist. And with the look on Chris Eubanks' face, this man was terrified. This man was absolutely terrified. For the first time in his undefeated career, he was terrified of his opponent. Needless to say, the result of the fight, Steve Collins, the underdog, knocked Chris Eubanks down for the first time in his career. I believe it was in the third round. Now, beat him all throughout the first parts of the round, the first part of the fight, and then the last few rounds, Chris Eubanks started to make a comeback, but it was too little, too late, and he lost an upset. He lost the fight all because Steve Collins got into his head. This could be what Ryan's doing. Listen, Ryan got beat by Devin Haney in the amateurs. He's gotten beaten by him twice. They've been going back and forth. You know, maybe this is Ryan showing something different to confuse Devin Haney, to get into his head, to put a little doubt in his head. That might be out there. That might be way off. But if it is, if that's what's going on, it's genius because we all believe you, Ryan. We believe that you're crazy. We believe that you need help. We believe that somebody needs to step in and save you from yourself. And we also believe that the fight is probably not going to happen because of this. Listen, this has been something that has been ongoing. Like I said, it's been ongoing. So Ryan Garcia is in trouble. There's something going on with this kid. Something going on with his, with him, and he's either pulling off a masterstroke strategy, or something's really wrong with this kid. We'll find out. We'll see something. We'll know soon enough. My next segment coming up in a bit. All right, Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Johnson. This Friday, March 8th, this fight will be historic. It's happening. It's happening in 3 days. Today's the 5th. This fight's about to happen, and I'm excited. Check it out. This will be the first time a current MMA champion will fight a former undisputed heavyweight champion. Now listen, he already fought the heavyweight champion. He already fought the lineal champion. This is going to be the first time that he's going to fight him. And if he wins, listen to this. If he wins his fight, he will be in line to be the first undisputed MMA champion to face an undisputed boxing champion. He will fight the winner. And the reason I'm saying this is the first time, because Tyson Fury is the lineal champion. He is the recognized champion. But Oleksandr Usyk is the undisputed champion. He has more titles. He has more organization belts. He's the guy that beat Anthony Joshua. So he and Tyson Fury will fight. They'll get it on. And whoever wins, listen, this Francis Ngannou is already making the history, but he has the potential to make even more history and to make probably a first and only time that something in fight combat sports will ever happen. Why am I saying that? Listen, the sport of MMA has never had an undisputed champion. And I know people are going to argue that. People argue all the time. UFC has the best fighters. Bellator has better fighters. PFL has the best fighters. None of this is true. None of this is even remotely true. Listen, when a guy's a champion in the UFC, unless his name is Khabib or unless his name is John Jones, he has losses. Who are those losses against? Most of them are against guys who are not in the UFC, which means there are guys better than this champion who are in other organizations. I think Eddie Alvarez proved that when he went from Bellator, losing his belt to Michael Chandler in Bellator, and went to the UFC and knocked out Rafael Dos Anjos to take his title. He wasn't the Bellator champion when he went to the UFC, yet he was the first man, to knock out Rafael Dos Anjos and take his championship title, Eddie Alvarez. Of course, he lost to Conor McGregor. We know that story. Won his next fight, lost his next fight, won his last fight, and then he, because of a better contract, went to one fighting championship. Listen, Eddie Alvarez was not on the tail end of his career when he went to one. He was still at the top of his game. He was still beating top contenders. He went to one fighting championship and got knocked out. And he couldn't get a win. So that I'm saying all that to tell you, there is no such thing as all the better fighters in the UFC. There are only 600 fighters in the UFC. There are thousands of MMA fighters out there. They all train at the same camps. They are all, and there are some that are at the top of the game. There are at least 1,000 fighters who are at the top of their game, who are at the top of the MMA echelon. They can't all be in one organization, unfortunately. Just like boxing. Listen, the UFC, the PFL, and Bellator, all separate organizations. They are no different than boxing's WBC, WBA, IBF. They're all separate organizations. Now, boxing's been around for over 100 years, so boxing has already figured it out. If we have these organizations intermingle and fight each other, we'll have an undisputed champion. MMA has not figured that out yet because they're still trying to gain ground on the organizations. They haven't come up to like one head and all these organizations fighting each other, champions fighting each other to crown an undisputed. Now, the PFL and Bellator has gotten close to that. Just recently, they had the event, the Bellator champion versus the PFL champion for a super belt. So this is the closest thing. The winner of that is the closest thing that we have to an undisputed champion. And I would say is more of a champion than any of the UFC champions because he went across organizations and fought the best of that organization, fought the best that organization had to offer. Now, when you go to the heavyweight division, you have Francis Ngannou, who is the UFC heavyweight champion. I don't care what anybody says. He didn't lose his belt. The guy that's the champion now, Aspinall, he's the interim champion. He's not even the champion. There is a vacant title in the UFC. Why? Because of the champion vacated the company for better opportunities to go and box, to go and make history. a big mistake on Dana White's part. Dana White could have had a piece of this. Dana White could have made this a big thing. Francis Ngannou going and winning the heavyweight championship in boxing. Maybe it won't happen, but he surprised a lot of people, and it's a possibility. He would have still been the UFC champion. Dana White could have proved the point that, hey, I have the baddest man on the planet here in the UFC. Now he does it. The baddest man on the planet is in the PFL. His name is Francis Ngannou, and he has the UFC title. He is the UFC heavyweight champion. And so for the first time, the super champion, the guy that beat the Bellator champion, the champion from PFL, Fajeda is his name. Henry Fajeda is the super champion. He has a belt from two different organizations. Now he's going to fight Francis Ngannou. The winner of that fight is the undisputed heavyweight champion. I don't care what he says. The UFC belt is still up for grabs. And so if Henry Fajeda beats Francis Ngannou, he is the undisputed and only undisputed MMA champion of the world. UFC, Bellator, PFL, super champion. But if Francis Ngannou wins, he is the only undisputed MMA champion of the world. UFC, Bellator, and PFL, all three organizations just like boxing, just like WBC, WBA, IBF, NABF, champion, undisputed. That'll be the only time, and maybe the only time we see it, but it'll definitely be the first. Now, why is this historic? Not only because it'll be the only time we've seen, and first time we've seen, an undisputed champion in MMA, but Francis Ngannou, if he happens to beat Anthony Joshua this weekend, will almost certainly fight for the undisputed belt in boxing. He will fight the winner out of Tyson Fury and Usyk. Imagine this. Imagine the first and only undefeated MMA, first and only undisputed MMA champion fighting for the undisputed boxing title. It has never happened. It's a dream. It's a fantasy that may come true. It all depends on whether or not Francis Ngannou can pull off an upset victory of Anthony Joshua this Friday. It could happen, y'all. It can happen. I'm excited. But if he happens not to win, which we all think Anthony Joshua, the Olympic gold medalist, former undisputed champion of the world, the guy who dethroned, he didn't dethrone Vladimir Klitschko, but he knocked him out. Tyson Fury couldn't do that. He had to outbox him. But if he can upset Anthony Joshua, which none of us think he'll do, but he has a puncher's chance, then he will be in line to be the first ever undisputed heavyweight champion in both boxing and MMA. The baddest man, truly the baddest man on the planet. Right now, he has a chance to be the baddest man in MMA on the planet, and it's not a made-up belt like the BMF title. It won't be made up. It'll be the actual champion from UFC beating the champion, the crowned PFL and Bellator champion of the world. And last, we have Clarissa Shields, who just in the Bellator event on the undercard in the preliminaries won her second MMA fight. Clarissa Shields is a boxer. She is the champion. She calls herself the GOAT, the greatest woman of all time. That's very disputable. Listen, she's only had 14 fights in boxing. She calls herself the greatest woman of all time. I think Leila Ali would have something to say about that. I think Christy Martin would have something to say about that. I think Lucia Riker would have something to say about that. Listen, Clarissa Shields is a great boxer. Don't get me wrong, but that woman cannot punch her way out of a paper bag. I don't care what. She couldn't put a hole in toilet paper with her punches. She is the weakest puncher in the history, the weakest champion in the history of boxing, male or female. Her knockout ratio is 14%. 14%. Listen, out of all boxers, male or female, champions, the lowest knockout ratio is 22.7%, and that was Willie Pep. 22.7%. She is 14 wins, 0 losses, and 2 knockouts. This woman can barely knock out women, and she's over here now saying that she can beat Keith Thurman because he can't take body punches. She's going to knock Keith Thurman out. A man, a grown man, a professional boxer, a former champion. She's saying she's going to knock him out when she can't knock out female contenders. And not top female contenders. She's only knocked out 2 people in all of her 14 fights. And I would say only her last 4 or 5 have been against top contenders. So out of the 9 tomato cans that she's faced, she's only been able to knock out 2. And in her MMA fight on the card, we've all seen it. The lady that she fought, Caitlin DeSantis, has only had, up until that point, had only had 3 MMA fights. This was her 4th. She's not a striker. And Clarissa Shields unloaded clean right hands. I think she landed 25 power punches, and Caitlin DeSantis treated those power punches like it was a fly that was bothering her, that was flying and landing on her face, and she just had to brush it off. Because at no point was she ever in trouble from any of those clean punches from the world boxing champion female who calls herself the GOAT, who is wearing 4-ounce gloves. She could not hurt an amateur MMA fighter. And she thinks that she can knock out a grown man, a former champion, and Keith Thurman. How delusional. This woman is the most delusional person in the entire world. If the fight ever happened, and you would think that she's trying to promote herself, right, and promote women's boxing, saying we can do what you do, we can do this just as good as men can do it. But she's not. That's not what she's doing. She's not smart enough to promote herself for this to just be a promotion. She actually believes that she can knock Keith Thurman out. She is absolutely the most delusional person in the world. She can't break toilet paper off. I don't know how she wipes after she uses the bathroom. I think she just gets the whole roll. Maybe she uses several and just throws them in the trash can and takes them out to the dump because she can't break toilet paper. She can't punch her way through a wet paper sack. She can't knock out an amateur MMA fighter who does not know how to strike, who does not know how to defend punches, wearing 4-ounce glove, and she's only knocked out 2 boxers. She is the lowest knockout ratio of any person, male or female, any champion in the history of boxing, and she thinks she can knock Keith Thurman out. You tell me she's not delusional. And if you tell me she's not delusional, you're delusional. It is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in the 50 years of being a boxing fan. The most delusional person I have ever seen put on a pair of gloves. And you can't say she's been hit too many times because she's hard to hit. She has excellent defense. She's an excellent boxer. The best in the game, but also the weakest. By far, woman in boxing. Anyway, that's my time. That's all I have for you today. Pray for Ryan Garcia. Pray that this is part of his strategy. I doubt it. We'll see what happens in the next. I mean, he's still tweeting, y'all. Ryan Garcia is still tweeting. I don't even have the time on this platform to repeat everything that he's saying. Now he's a trillionaire somehow. I don't know. This man has lost it, and his family's concerned. His brother's posted. His father has been posting. His ex-wife has been posting. Everybody's concerned about Ryan Garcia. Pray for this man. Pray that he finds the help that he needs before he gets in the ring with Devin Haney. And pray that this fight happens, because I want to see it. The fight fan in me still wants to see it. I'm curious. Anyway, that's all for me. This is Orlandis. I'm out.